The Lord bless us this afternoon. Draw your prayers, the Lord will help us out. I have a little thought on my heart that maybe will help us to get started off here a little bit. Help of the Lord. The Lord dropped it in my mind last night. Over here in the 63rd Psalm, David is crying out to the Lord here and desiring something from the Lord. I desire something from the Lord. And I hope every one of us ever come here to desiring something from the Lord. And that we'll come with a mind to receive it, put in for it, grasp a hold of it. I don't know. I was reading a while back somewhere or another about over there in the Bible, Exodus, somewhere talked about going into the Canaan land or going down there to possess the land. I don't know how many times it said, go in and possess it. Go in and possess it. So the Lord is here. We know God's faithful. And we know, Lord, He's going to do His part. So let's all be alert. I know it's afternoon. Try to stay awake a little while if you can. I know most of us are tired and driving here and all, but we feel like the Lord wants the service to go on anyway. We want to be faithful. If we don't be faithful in this afternoon service, the Lord might not bless us tonight. Amen. Tomorrow night or Sunday, a big crowd gets here, Eli would just withdraw everything. And then we'd be in a bad shape, wouldn't we? They ain't got no piano to bang on, and ain't got no foot-stomping music, and we'd be in a bad shape if the Lord just withdrew Himself, wouldn't we? But we don't want that to happen, do we? So let's all be faithful in the afternoon service, too. Praise the Lord. This only happens once a year, and I believe you can endure it. It's amazing what you can go through if you really try. Amazing what you can endure when you really put forth an effort to do it. David said, "You're, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is." I understand David was in the wilderness about this time. He'd been in the wilderness, out there in the wilderness for quite some time. And he had a real thirsty. But he didn't say he was thirsting so much. Said there wasn't no water there. But I believe he had a greater desire for something else. Even though maybe he was hungry and thirsty, being in a wilderness for a long time. He said, "To see the power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary." I was hungry and a thirsty to see the power and the glory of the Lord. I believe that ought to be every one of our desires this afternoon. I believe if we'll enter into this meeting, us that are here and those that come, I believe this might be, not because I'm up here, but might be a good thought to take along with us. I want to see more. How many want to see more of the power of God manifested? Yes, we do. How many want to see more of the glory of the Lord come down in our midst, don't we? Well, here the man said, "My soul is thirsting for that." And I said, my soul is thirsting for thee, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Want to see your power, Lord. Want to see your power. I desire to see that. And I know all of us do this afternoon, most of us anyway, desire to see the power of God manifested. We know there's no lack of power with God. We know that. We know there's no lack of the glory of God. We know that. But we need it to be manifested to us. That's what we want. We want it to come down in our midst. We want it here. These next 10 days, we want the glory of the Lord just to fill all this place. We the glory of the Lord to be all over the ground. I'd love to see the glory and the power of God so powerful here that all foolishness and all just visiting around and folks that come on the ground, they just feel the very presence of God. Now, there'd be enough power of God working up and down these roads and around these cabins and down under the tabernacle here that the glory and the power of God would be so prevailing here that everybody that comes on these ground would be able to feel something here. Lord, help us tonight. That's what we're craving, isn't it? I hope you have. I believe we've been praying lots and lots of prayers, been going up for this meeting. Lots of anticipation waiting for this meeting. And a lot of it's going to depend on you and I, with the frame of mind that we come with, what we come to desire. What are we here for anyway? We come, if we came to see the power of God, we shall come to see the glory of the Lord poured out upon us in great ways and mercy and power and anointing, and the minister be anointed of God, and the people be anointed to receive the word of God. Oh, just a great moving of the power of the Lord. I don't know about you folks, but I'm looking forward to that. I'm expecting that to happen in this. And I have a thirst and I have a hunger to see that. And I have not been idling my time away for the last month or so. This has been on my mind. This very day has been on my mind. To see the power. They've been in a lot of other meetings this spring and summer and tried to keep a burden for that and carry on in those meetings. But my main thought has been pointed out toward this way. I'm looking for something. I feel like that the Lord wants to pour out His Spirit upon us folks. I feel like God's going to do things in this meeting that's going to be beyond what we may even expect in this meeting. The glory of the Lord. I am hungry and I'm thirsting to see the glory of God. I believe the Lord wants you and I that have come here, that are here and that come here. I believe He wants you and I to lay aside everything and get our minds and get our thoughts tuned in to not so much of the carnal, natural things in the dining hall. I know that's necessary. But oh, yes, we're interested in people being blessed in their soul. That's what we're interested in. We're interested in people being touched by the mighty power of God. Interested in the glory of the Lord filling our temple and pouring out His Spirit upon us. Oh, the glory of the Lord. I thirst, He said. I'm hungry and I thirst to see the power and the glory of the Lord to be manifested in our presence and in our midst, that it would come down. Oh, think about the glory of God. I thought about how that the glory of the Lord, had a little thought as I read that scripture, and not take time to turn and read, but a little fellow there when the Lord was upon the old mountain there and said the glory of the Lord covered the top of that old mountain. I thought, my, that thing's up there. Now it's up to you and I to pray it down here. I got that little thought out of that. It said the glory of the Lord covered that mountain up there. When His presence was on top of the old mountain, Sinai there, the glory of the Lord was there, just covering that top of that mountain, shined out of there. I thought, Lord, that's what we need for monarchs. That glory of the Lord is up there. Bring it down here, Lord. Don't leave it up there. Bring it down here, Lord. You and I can have something to do about that. We can actually have a part in bringing it down. And we know it's available. We know the Lord has it. We know He has all power. We know the glory of the Lord is available to every one of us today. And the Lord, I believe the Lord, wants to pour it down upon you and I. Lord, you begin to pray. Thinking back there, the Bible said when they built the old temple, or the old tabernacle there, the Bible said that Moses, he finished the work. He finished the work. And when the work was finished, then the glory of the Lord came down and filled the old tabernacle there. And it was so glorious around there. It was so bright. It was so outstanding. They couldn't even hardly see what was going on around there. Oh, wouldn't you like to see that right here? the glory of the Lord just come down and just pour out upon this old tabernacle and the souls that are here, and his presence would just be felt in the air, and it felt on the ground, and felt in the pulpit, and in the pews, and in the hearts of the people. The glory of the Lord just pouring out blessings and blessings and refreshings and inspiration and uplifting and challenging and all the things God wants to pour out upon us here today. The glory of the Lord. I hunger, David said, and I'm thirsty to see the glory of the Lord. I want to see it more and more. And how thirsty are we this afternoon? What did you come for anyway? Oh, did you come with your heart open to the Lord? Lord, I've been praying for Monarch. Want to see the glory and the power of God manifested in our midst in a great way. I believe I say again that you and I can have something to do about that. Anywhere I noticed in reading some of the scriptures about the glory of the Lord, it seemed like any time it showed up, it was a moving, and it was a stirring. It was a brightness. It was a glorious atmosphere, and it was the power of God was there, and it moved, and it affected people, and it touched people's lives, and it manifested itself that moved people around. Every time we see the glory of the Lord here on the scene, it awakens people up. It stirs people up. It affects people's lives. Oh, my soul is craving, and I'm thirsty, and I'm hungry to see that pour down upon us here in this meeting. So let's all, may the Lord help us tonight. Every time the old temple there, after the dedication of the temple, it said the glory of the Lord filled the temple. I preached, wasn't able to see how to minister around that place. The glory of the Lord was so outstanding, and it was so great, and it was so powerful, and it was so bright, and it was so outstanding, that it was just a place where I'm sure if we'd have been there, we'd have stood in awe, would we not? I'm sure we would have stood in awe and trembled before the glory of the Lord. And so today, don't you hope it'll be like that? Don't you crave it to be like that in this meeting? That the presence of God will be so powerful that the devil wouldn't even attempt to come around. I know he'll attempt to, but even if he does, he'll have to run. You know, the devil can't do anything about that when the glory of the Lord's around and the power of God is around and the Spirit of the Lord is moving and working and the anointing and everything's going on, and God is having his way, and God is blessing, and God is working, and the devil, all he can do is sit outside there and point a finger at somebody. That's all he can do. And that's what we're praying for in this meeting here today. Tonight, throughout the coming days anyway, the Lord would pour out his Spirit onto us in a great way. I want to read a scripture here in the 58th chapter of Isaiah. It talks about a fast year. May the Lord help us. We need it. It said, is not, sixth verse, is not this a fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of the wicked, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Oh, this is getting ready for something to happen, isn't it? Getting ready for something to happen. You and I need, even today, us that are already here, we need to begin to start getting tuned up. We need to start looking into our lives, and we need to start putting in and opening up and desiring something from the Lord. Making preparations. We need to make some preparations. I assure you the Lord's going to be here. I assure his power's going to be here. I assure you his glory is going to be here too. So what you and I want to do, we need to begin now to prepare ourselves to receive what the Lord is going to send our way. Good time now to start hungering and thirsting. Maybe do a little fast. It won't hurt at all. Don't have to wait a fast day. Lord, I want the Lord to bless this meeting, Lord. I want all the help I can get out of the meeting, Lord. I've got this spiritual need that I've been wrestling with for a long time. I've got this problem at home that I don't know how to handle. I've got this problem in my marriage, in my life, in my congregation, in my family, Lord. I left home with things climbing up in the air, and I don't hardly know what to have it. Lord, I want to get some answers while I'm here. God will have it all for us if we'll be ready to receive it. May the Lord help us this afternoon. It said, Is it not to deal of bread to the hunger, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out of thy house, when thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thy flesh? Then, when you and I begin to put forth an effort, when we begin to do something another, and we begin to humble ourselves, and we begin to open our hearts, and we began to put forth an effort, and we began to do some earnestly seeking God, and we began to do some real interceding to God, and we began to open our heart, began to, what did he say over there, set him down, let the press go free and to break every yoke. You know, sometimes the devil gets some yokes on us, don't he? Need to just throw those yokes off. Begin to throw those old yokes off. Those old things that's been binding us, and those old things that's been holding us back, and those old things that got us tied up, need to just throw those things off. I'm here in the presence of the Lord. I'm here to receive, Lord, what you have for us, Lord. I'm here to get all the help I can get. And I'm not coming. I'm coming with an empty vessel. And Lord, the soul song says, fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up. Lift it up. Lord, help us today that we'll have something or another. And then he said, then shall the light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. The glory of the Lord. When you and I begin to get our hearts in tune with the things of God, we begin to get our spiritual mind, get spiritual minded. It's something I've been thinking a lot about lately. I see so many folks, their minds are on so many things. They're cumbered about much serving. They're troubled on everything. And they're just troubled about the things in the world, and troubled about the conditions of the world, and troubled about the financial things of the world, and troubled about this and troubled about that. Their minds are on that, and their minds are on this, and their minds are on that. But old Paul said one time, I believe I have the mind of Christ. We need a spiritual mind. We need to begin to get our minds on spiritual things. Begin to come in, and I hope this will be a little starting point. I know it takes a little while to get done. It's jerked in, their minds are tired and all that. But oh, may the Lord help us today. I don't know, I haven't had time to think about things in the world for the last 6 weeks or so. I've been meeting all that time. But anyway, I hope the Lord will help you to be able to come with a heart open to the Lord. And it said, then, after you and I have humbled ourselves, and after we've done what the Lord bids us to do, after we have come with an open mind and an open heart and an open with willingness to be taught and to be instructed, willingness to receive whatever the Lord sends. When we get ourselves, and I would encourage us to begin to pray and seek the Lord and find a place of secret prayer in your place, someplace or another, that you can pray in your cabin or wherever you may be. Lord, I hope this prayer, I can steady stream of prayer, I can go up to God. And then you said, and then will light break forth. Then will the glory of the Lord begin to come down upon us folks. Then will the power of God be greatly manifested in our midst. Then souls will be come on the ground. I will be convicted of their sins. My foes will come and sit here. They may come just to visit. They may come just to see. But oh, the power of God is here, and the glory of the Lord is here, and the Spirit of the Lord is working here. He'll have effect upon everyone that comes on earth. I hope everyone that comes on the ground will have to make a decision what they're going to do. That's what I'm hungering for. I don't know if you are, but that's what I'm hungering for. I've just got such a hungering to see this meeting be different. We had a wonderful meeting last year, but I really believe God's got more for us. seemed to me like I feel in my own bones that the Lord just kind of tuning things up. He just kind of tuning things up. I know the church has been going through some great conflicts the last number of few years. A lot of things have happened, and we've lost a lot of folks, and all those kind of things. Some of the preachers have died and different things. But I just got in my mind a little feeling in mind that the Lord just been tuning things up. They're just getting them all tuned up. And He's going to let it loose here one of these days. And I have a hunger to see that. Oh, I have such a thirsting to see a greater manifestation of God's power. Oh, I want to see folk healed in a greater manner. I know God's doing lots of things for us, but I just have this hunger to see more. I want to see more of the glory of the Lord. I'd like to see more folks on their feet once in a while. Just couldn't hold their seat any longer. I'd like to see some of that. Amen. There wouldn't be nothing wrong with that, would there? You know, the devil's had us cowed down for quite a few years now. Been holding a lot of people on their seats, and I used to see them shouting. The Lord help us. The Lord help us. Let's just break every yoke. Oh, the devil's been kind of putting me down, holding me down, got me afraid to move. I believe it'd be time we just loosen up a little bit. And just, Lord, just shake yourself. Lord, come down and bless our souls, dear Lord. And every devil would be rebuked, and every old bonded spirit or every old something would try to take our liberty. We just declare the thing, rebuke the thing in the name of the Lord. And just a great outpouring and a great freedom in the meeting, and a great blessing from the Lord. I've been in some real good meetings this year already, where the Spirit of the Lord was poured out and blessings. And I expect bigger things here than I do in them little meetings. But I expect bigger things here for that. Oh, my soul's craving that. I want that. I desire that today. I just want to see more of the glory of the Lord. And I believe here's how we can do it too. Then, it said, shall break forth. Then the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and He shall say, here I am. That sounds good to me, don't you? Oh, I've got myself in a place now. I'm all tuned up, and I'm all available. I've all got myself in a good condition here, and now I'm looking for that, Lord, to give me that reward now. He's going to pour out His Spirit. I'm going to be blessed in my soul. I'm going to get away from that old gloomy shroud that I've been under, that old cloud that I've been under so long. Lord, I want to see the glory of the Lord drive it all away. When the brightness of it coming, the brightness of it coming will destroy everything. Drive out every bit of old gloom. Every bit of old hard-heartedness and all the old confusion and everything the devil likes to impose upon people. I'd like to see the glory of the Lord so bright and the power of God so powerful that it just move in our midst, and we couldn't hold our seats any longer. And we'd have an amen and a praise of the Lord. Lord, help us to be free this afternoon. Help us, dear Lord, to shake off these things. I'm not talking about some great emotional out thing, but yes, I am too. I'm talking about something out great out for me. And how emotion is, that'll be up to God and you. But anyway, the glory of the Lord is what we want to feel. And I'm going to say, if it comes down, you'll have to do something. You'll have to do something. You'll have to move. You'll have to move out or get in. Or you'll be so uncomfortable. I hope you'll run this way and not that way. Oh, the very power of God can move upon our heart. To where that old fellow back there, Paul, began to talk to that old king one time, and he began to tremble. He began to shake. And I said, you almost persuaded me. Oh, the power of the Lord was there. The glory of the Lord, the convicting Spirit of the Lord was there, and it had effect upon the man. That's what I'm craving. And I believe that's what you want too. I don't think anybody likes to set 10 days where it's dried up to you. I'd hate to have to spend 10 days here in a dried up situation. I wouldn't want to, I might even find some reason to go home if I know it's going to be that way. But I don't believe it's going to be that way. Amen. Praise the Lord. Then shall thou call, and the Lord will answer. Thou shalt cry, and He shall say, here I am. Now, well, isn't that wonderful? Here I am. Just think about that. Every time you cry out to the Lord, here I am. Oh, do you ever have the Lord say that to you? Here I am. I remember one time I got in such a bad place and heard this morning about having some help, mostly financially, thought about it, yes, but I got in a place where I had to have some help. I just couldn't go no longer. I couldn't go no longer. The things just got to where I couldn't do nothing about it. And I wasn't able to get out. I wasn't able to do nothing about it.
Yeah.
I said, Lord, I've got to have some help. Well, one day, a couple of brothers drove up the driveway, came up on my porch and said, here I am. The Lord said, here I am. Here I am. The Lord said, came this way. He spoke to me when they walked up on the porch. Here I am. It's wonderful, isn't it? To be in the earth for the Lord. Here I am. Crying out to the Lord. You got this heavy load. You got this heavy burden. You got this need in your soul. You got this problem with your husband. Problem with your wife. Problem with your children. You got all these things that the world has tries to impose upon us folks. But all we cry out to God. And he said, here I am. Here I am. And you know what happens when he comes on the scene. The devil's got to run, don't he? Praise the Lord. That stands out to me, don't you? Here I am. If thou take from the midst of thee the yoke and putting forth the finger and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out the soul, thy soul to the hungry and satisfied afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity. Oh, praise the Lord. Then shall the light begin to rise in our soul, and the burdens will begin to roll away. And all things will look new and things will look different. Lord, help us today. I think we're too troubled about too many things many times. I think we've taken too much of the problems of the world on ourselves sometimes. The Lord, help us to be. This be a time of refreshing, a time of renewing, a time of growing in the Lord, a time of becoming more spiritual, more powerful, more anointed of God. Oh, my soul hungers and thirsts to see more of that poured out upon us. The rise in obscurity and the darkness be as a noonday, and the Lord shall guide thee continue and satisfy the soul and drought, make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden. I don't know about you, that sounds pretty good to me. What do we got to do that? He put down some things for us to do, didn't he? You and I got to prepare ourselves for these things. God has them for us, but he ain't going around just pouring them out on us, stubborn and rebellious and hard hearts and stubbornness and all those kind of things. But God would have you and I try to tune ourselves up, get in tune with the Spirit of God. Lord, I'm open here, Lord. I want what you have for me, dear Lord. I guarantee you the Lord will fill you with the glory of the Lord. And then shall they build the old waste places, and shall rise up, raise up the foundation of many generations. Thou shalt be called, and thou shalt be called the repairers of the breach, the restorers of paths to dwell in. The glory of the Lord, the glory of the Lord will come down. There's a scripture here in 2 Corinthians, I believe, somewhere or another, familiar to us. But their minds were blinded for 3:14, 2 Corinthians 5. For until this day remaineth the same veil taken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away with in Christ. But even unto this day, when Moses has read, the veil is upon her heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Oh, may the Lord help us today. For the Spirit of the Lord is our liberty. Oh, we don't want to put no binds on the Lord, do we? We want the Spirit of the Lord just to move in our midst, move in our hearts, and move in our lives. Oh, we want every soul made free from bondage and free from sin and free from the old spirit of the world. But we all with open faith beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. I got a little thought out of that. It says, we use this scripture for a lot of different times, but we all with open face beholding in a glass the glory of the Lord. Now I thought, as the glory of the Lord comes down in our midst in these next week or so, and as we behold that glory, you know what's going to happen? It's going to change you and I. It'll change us. Anytime you look into the glory of the Lord, I guarantee it'll have some kind of a changing effect on you. And what do we want it to say? I don't know if you get that thought of that. But it said, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Just as that glory comes down. I see it now. I feel it now, the Lord sending His glory down in our midst. And as that glory moves through these chair pews here in the next few days, probably all these seats will be filled up, and the glory of the Lord will just come down through here. It'll just go down up and down these rows here, and it'll come through. I hope it starts up here first. It'll come through here, and it'll go on all through there. And the glory of the Lord will just be here. And oh, we'll all stand here in awe. Have you ever been in a service like that? Boy, if you haven't, you surely missed something. But just the glory of the Lord is everywhere. When the glory of the Lord comes around, it just causes, it has effects on people. And you know what happens? You see it shows up everything that ain't right in your life. Every little old dark spot, it just flashes it out there. Just look at it and see it. The glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord. Oh, I pray that, like David was crying out. I know what he was crying for. I have the same cry today. Lord, I want to see your power and your glory come down. Glory of the Lord puts people down on their faces. The glory of the Lord causes people to humble themselves. Oh, the glory of the Lord takes all the starch out. Takes all the starch out. It takes all that old hardness out. You just melt on it. Oh, the glory of the Lord. Some time ago, I told this down somewhere along or someplace. Some time ago before I left home. Or I don't know, maybe back someplace before that. I don't know. Time. But I was there at home. I just felt kind of empty, and I felt kind of, oh, I just kind of having a hard day. I just been going so much, and then kind of, I just needed something from the Lord. I just felt I had to have something from God. So I go back across the field, climb a real steep mountain. Had to have a stick to climb it. It goes straight up. I climb, and I crawl, and I work my way up to the top of that thing. You can get it anywhere, but I don't know. I like to go back in the hills. But I went up there. There's an old graveyard up there, way, way from everybody. Oh, I had a thirsty. Lord, I'm coming up here to get in contact with you. I need you, Lord. I need some help, Lord. No, I got down there and meditating while it's all quiet and beautiful up there. I got down on my knees. Old pine tree there and began to pray. And as I was praying, looking to God, I felt something. I felt something another. It was the glory of the Lord. I felt it. I was there a little kind of the ridge kind of runs down this way. I was down here looking up the ridge. It was so real that I turned and looked up. Like almost somebody's presence or something. And I looked up there, and it just stopped my prayer. I stopped in prayer. And I was looking up that way, and the leaves on the trees, I don't know if you believe this or not, but it's so anyway. But if I remember right, the wind wasn't blowing. But the leaves, seemed like I could feel the leaves begin to shake. And I got up, I stayed there a little while, and I got up, and the glory of the Lord was there. And when I got up on my feet, I could not stand on my feet. I just had to fall back on my knees, bow my head in the presence of the Lord. The glory of the Lord came down on that little old mountain and visited even me, one person. And it caused me, I could not stand up on my feet because the presence of God was so real. Glory of the Lord. I didn't think maybe at that time about it being the glory of the Lord, just presence of God. But that's what it was. It was the glory of the Lord. It came down there. And I stayed there on my face in the presence of the Lord for a while. Oh, it's the most wonderful feeling there can be. It is the most fulfilling thing that you can ever experience, is to have the glory of the Lord and just tell you, come right down into your very soul. Now you know why we're hungry, don't you? I want to see everybody, and I want more. You know, like that, you never get enough of that. You never get enough of that. I'll probably, as soon as I get home, be heading up the hill. You don't have to go up there, but I just like to go up. Well, I'll probably be heading up the hill as soon as I get home. But anyway, it's wonderful. And that's what we want from this meeting. That's what I'm praying. And I pray, and I hope we'll all enter into this together. And the glory of the Lord. You know, who did Isaiah see in the holiness of God one time? And it said the doorposts began to move. I tell you, these here posts here start moving around. I don't know. That's what the Bible said. It said the posts began to move. The glory, the presence of the Lord will move things. It'll move things. It'll move you and I out of our state of lethargy. Yes, it will. It'll move you and I out of our unconcern, our professions. It'll move all that. Don't you know what we need now? We need the presence of the Holy Ghost. We need the glory of the Lord in this meeting to come down in our midst in a great way. May the Lord help us to lift up our hearts to Him. And let this glory of the Lord come down in our midst. You pray for me. I don't want to get in the way in this meeting. And I hope and pray nobody else gets in the way. That we all just let the Lord just come down in our midst and work in His own way. We'll all go home uplifted and edified, strengthened, and stronger than we ever been before. You believe me? Can it work? Will it work? Oh, yeah. Yeah, but you say, Brother Stanley, you don't know how many problems I've got. I wish we'd just lay them all down for a few days. Let the Lord bless our souls. May you pray for me. Amen.